lighting, sound, and video. Look us up on Facebook for more.
Make the change, VaporsCanada.com.
You want to quit, so why not make the change with VaporsCanada.com? Visit us online and browse one of Canada's largest selections of vaping products. There's lots to choose from. Make the change with VaporsCanada.com.
Come on, it's time to make the change. VaporsCanada.com.
Welcome to Radio Pandemic, a show about the COVID-19 crisis. For those tuning in and expecting to hear Folk Roots Radio, we apologize.
Sorry about that.
For the foreseeable future, we'll be airing our new show about the current crisis here on 101.9 FM in Kingston, and also on streaming live on cfrc.ca. We'll be going live three times a week, Mondays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern, Wednesdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern, and Fridays 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern.
This is our first show, so bear with us. There's going to be a few hiccups, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We're hoping that we can get some callers today to call in and talk to us about what life is like for you through this, whether you're still working, whether you're self-isolating, whether you're sick. We want to hear from people. In every show, we're going to have a different question that we pose to you. And we have an operator standing by that you can call our request line at 613-533-CFRC or 533-2372. And you can talk to our operator and get the scoop on how to call in over the music break to talk to us.
Yeah, so I guess... should we explain a bit why we're doing this and why we thought it would be a good idea?
And, you know, to be fair, we are figuring it out on the fly. So as we explain it, we're going to be, you know.
Yeah, there's been no rehearsal. So here we go. Do you want to start?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think in times like this, when people are practicing social distancing and isolation, for good reasons. It can be a really, really hard time, and we can lose our connections with one another. And that alienation in itself, I think, poses a serious threat to our well-being and our health. And so this is just one small project of many that we're going to talk about on the show that are meant to bring people, you know, even if just over the radio, together to feel like we're going through this together. Let's talk about the issues and feelings that we're experiencing. And learn about some of the good initiatives happening in town and around the world that we can kind of learn from, and how to get through this and how to sort of keep our heads together through this as best as we can.
Yep.
And also just to hear from people, because people are experiencing different things, like someone who's in a retirement home right now versus somebody who's stuck working at a factory they don't want to be in versus somebody who's working in a healthcare facility. Those are all stories we want to hear and share and more. So that's kind of my basic take on why I wanted to do it. How about you?
Yeah, on my end, I think, honestly, it seems like we're experiencing maybe the biggest global event of our lifetimes, definitely of the 21st century, I would say. I think things are changing really quickly every day. A lot of people are feeling stressed and isolated and scared for what's going to happen, and that's real, but I also think that we need to be, you know, we can't just be stuck on social media all day. Like, a lot of people feel like not being at work and not being able to see friends and stuff, like, are turning to social media for comfort, and I think that's great if it works for people, but I think that this is also an opportunity to push for things that we want and we think are necessary for the world, and to practice mutual aid, to help each other out, to just come together as a community, locally or internationally, and just like just figure out how to deal with things as they come up outside of the state and outside of capitalism and outside, you know, other systems that we don't necessarily want to uphold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think in times like this, when so many people have been laid off, so many people are staying home and wondering how they're going to make their ends meet, I think a lot of things do become clear through the fog of the experience that we're having right now in terms of who's stuck going to work still, like just on a basic, like that's just one basic level. Who's still stuck going to work and why? Like I can understand why people are working in grocery stores, working in hospitals, but why is the McDonald's drive-thru open?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's a real question. And of course, people are working it because they need that money to pay their rent, but why do we have to pay that rent? Like, I think a lot of questions are being asked that we don't normally ask because we are going through such a hard time, and we definitely want to include that alongside, you know, we're also going to include updates from Kingston FLNA Public Health, as well as sort of national updates about what's going on and what kind of advisories are out there. But we also want to start sort of a critical discussion about what are we going to do as a community coming out of this and looking to the future.
Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, this is also an opportunity for you to tell people what you think is important. I think we can, you know, a lot of people are stuck on this, like, CBC or CNN news cycle where it's like we only see the stories that are being put out on mass media, and I think there's a lot of things that aren't coming to the foreground that are important for people to know about and aren't getting enough airtime, and hopefully this is an opportunity for us to say the things that we think are important and to spread ideas and initiatives that are happening in different communities that we want people to know about. And also, of course, if you have anything you want to say, this is a medium that is open for anyone. So yeah, hopefully this can be useful for people in terms of like accessing resources and communicating with others.
Yeah, so on that note, there's many different ways that you can get in touch with us. The best way to get in touch with us while we're on the air is to call the request line and talk to our operator. That request line, again, is 613-533-CFRC or 533-2372. But we're also reachable on Twitter at @radio_pandemic, on Instagram at @radio_pandemic. What's the Facebook group or handle again?
Facebook.com/radiopandemic613.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that one doesn't have any spaces or anything?
No.
And email is radio_pandemic@riseup.net. So again, our helpful operator is going to be sort of on those channels as well throughout the show and in between shows, because again, this is going to be 3 times a week if mm-hmm. everything goes as planned. And so you can send your messages in any of those ways, and we'll do our best to put it out. And how much do you want to say about kind of who we are? And I'll say we're a collective of 6 people
mm-hmm.
who are working on this together. We're effectively a household, so we are people who are practicing social distancing and responsible interaction to contain the spread of this virus out in the world. But with each other, we are comfortable working on this project together, but we're still, of course, being very careful with the station. We're also figuring out how to do this from home if we need to do that.
Yeah.
If you're wondering those, I think everybody's wondering that about everybody right now. I had an Amazon delivery this morning and I was like, is this guy wearing gloves and is he gonna come into my house? But yeah, everyone's super, you know, worried about that stuff for good reason right now. So it just seems worth mentioning that that's our approach for the time being, and we're open to feedback on that. There's a lot of opinions out there about the best way to do things.
Yeah, and I think in general, when it comes to social distancing, it's definitely, you know, it's a proven method of slowing the spread of any virus, and it's a very important thing for people to be practicing. And I think it's important to be having conversations about what that means and how that can be maintained through the coming months or longer, and also to not shame people who maybe don't know the best way of exercising that, or, you know, aren't informed on why it's important, but to have conversations with people and to be honest but also respectful that people assess risk in different ways, and, you know, we all have to hold each other accountable in ways that are respectful, I guess.
Agreed.
Yep.
So today, yeah, again, a question. It's a very general, you know, it's almost a softball question, but this is our first show, so again, bear with us. And the question is basically, what is life like for you right now? Are you working? Are you not working? What are you doing? How are you passing the time? Do you have any good tips for anyone else out there? If you have thoughts on this or anything else, give us a call, 613-533-CFRC for the next 45 or so minutes. So should we move into some local updates?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's about it for our introduction.
Feeling the beat still? Should I keep the beat going?
Yeah, let's keep the beat going. Right. Yeah, as far as local updates, I'm going to be mainly talking about, you know, updates regarding health and services in the city of Kingston and the area. If you go to cfrc.ca, there's actually a very well-kept community resource page that has a lot of information that far exceeds what is on most official websites for the city and stuff, but also other websites that might be good sources of information are cityofkingston.ca and kflaph.ca for the public health website. So far as of yesterday, there are 4 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Kingston and the surrounding area. The public health office still, you know, says that social distancing is the most effective thing that people can be doing to protect each other and people in our community. And there's different ways of practicing. Some people are choosing not to leave their homes. However, public health doesn't necessarily recommend that everyone stay indoors for the months to come. You can definitely try to limit your visits to indoor public spaces. So try to go get groceries, you know, as little as you can. Try to get more than you usually do in order so it can last you longer. And also, when you go out, maintain 1 to 2 meters distance from other people. Yeah, so it's still safe to go outside. You can go for a walk. Provincial parks are closed throughout Ontario, and I think most of the country, but municipal parks are open. There's conservation areas and there's trails that people can access. And public health recommends if you go outside to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water or alcohol-based sanitizer. And yeah, I think that's just a practice that people should be getting into.
Yeah, actually, in our house, like, one thing we've been doing is kind of washing our hands every time we move into any new space so as to try to minimize the contamination from one space to another. So if I have to go out of my car, if I get in my car, then I'm going to use some sanitizer in my car. And then if I move into the CFRC studio, first thing I do is going to wash my hands.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to do.
Yeah. In terms of people returning to Canada from abroad or people who are moving across provinces, it's recommended that people self-isolate for 14 days, especially if you're going from a place that has a higher infection rate than the place that you're going to. I think that's just a good way to just monitor yourself so you're not bringing in things that might not be as widespread as they are in the place that you're going. And yeah, once again, you can visit kflaph.ca for information. You can call Telehealth Ontario at 1-866-797-0000 if you can't find your answer to your question, and there will be people there who can hopefully answer. There's also a self-assessment tool by the Ministry of Health of Ontario at covid-19.ontario.ca/self-assessment. And that's something that you can do on your computer, and maybe it can give you a better idea of what you need to do to protect yourself and others. In Kingston, there's also a COVID-19 assessment center open at the Memorial Center, and it's set up to assess returning travelers and community members who are experiencing symptoms, including fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. The assessment center is operating 7 days a week between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. And just off York Street by the Memorial Center, there will be signage to direct you to the main entrance. Yeah, something that maybe people don't know is that clinics are also still open to people who don't have symptoms of an upper respiratory illness. That includes CDK walk-in clinics at 175 Princess and 5 Sutherland Drive, the Medical Tree Clinic at 795 Gardeners Road, the Good Doctors at 728 Milford Drive, and also at 1218 Highway 15. And it's a good idea to call in ahead and just, you know, talk to the receptionist there and get an idea of what the wait times are and if it's a good idea for you to come in. Yeah, and I guess the last thing I'll mention is just some tips for maintaining decent mental health throughout moments of self-isolation or social distancing. And it's important to keep your usual daily routine as much as possible to promote, you know, that you have control over your life. So try to, you know, set up a schedule throughout the day of things that you can work on, whether it's like chores or projects or reading or, you know, watching TV or self-care, just to have an idea, like you have an idea of all these different things that you could be doing to help maintain some sort of like structure to your life. You can also try doing exercise at home or outside, stretching, meditating, eating well, drinking water, getting plenty of sleep, and limiting the consumption of alcohol and drugs if possible. And it's also important if people are stressed out to make time to relax and engage in things that you find fun and can take your mind off things while you can. And also to connect with people, like if there's people who you haven't talked to in years, now's maybe a good time to, you know, check in with them, see how they're doing, if they need anything from you. And yeah, to just maintain a sense of connection to people when we're all, you know, our lives have changed to the extent that we probably don't see many people. And as far as resources for mental health go in the city and the area, there's the Addiction and Mental Health Services line, the crisis line, which is 613-544-4229. There's a kids' help phone that can be reached at 1-800-668-6868, or you can text CONNECT to 686868. And there's also the Ontario crisis line, which can be reached at 211. Yeah, I think that's about it for local updates.
Thanks a lot for that. And we're also going to share a few. I know there's a lot of initiatives actually going on locally and elsewhere, but we're going to highlight just a few local initiatives for today. And I'm sure there's stuff going on that we're not aware of. So again, you can get in touch with us about that by emailing us at radio_pandemic@riseup.net or radio_pandemic on Twitter or Instagram, radio_pandemic613 on Facebook. So do let us know about stuff that you and your neighbors are up to that you think people should know. But yeah, I've got a couple Facebook initiatives and a couple non-Facebook things. The first thing that probably a lot of people know about is the Caremongering Kingston Facebook page or group, I guess it is, which is, if you've ever been on like a free cycle group, it's kind of like that, but it focuses on requests and offers of support. There's some collective organizing happening in there. It's a large group, so there's more than 4,000 people in it, so it's a busy spot with a pretty broad spectrum of discussion. But if that's your thing, this is the place to be for that kind of talk right now in Kingston. So again, that's Caremongering instead of Fearmongering, Kingston. So if you look that up, you'll find it on Facebook. There's also an initiative by, or it's called Mutual Aid Catarocway. COVID-19. So this is a project initiated by the AKA Autonomous Social Center here in Kingston. They are focusing on free deliveries of food and pharmacy items for people who can't or don't want to leave their house. So their website is Mutual Aid Cataraguay, which is spelt kataraokwi.wordpress.com. And on there, you can sign up to either request deliveries or volunteer to help make those deliveries. They also have a phone number, voicemail service you can call at 613-665-2959. So that's a pretty cool project. And I think we're probably going to post a bunch of links after the show,
yep.
A bunch of this stuff on our various social media pages and stuff. Another worthwhile project also by the AKA Autonomous Social Center is a campaign right now that is focused on demanding that Queen's University and St. Lawrence College here in Kingston open their residences to people who have no safe place to go if they need to self-isolate. So at this point, I believe it's a call-in campaign. So they're thinking of people who are in various precarious living situations, whether they're houseless or homeless people, or people who experience domestic violence at home and can't be at home anymore. So this campaign is basically calling on Queens and St. Lawrence and the city of Kingston to open up more spaces in the city for people to go who can't go home or don't have a home. So if you want to find that, that's on Facebook under, if you search open student residences for those with no safe home, or if you look up the AKA Autonomous Social Center on Facebook, you'll find it there. Another initiative is called the YGK Restaurant Workers Relief, which is a GoFundMe and relief fund dispersal for people who work in restaurants that have been closed across the city. It was started by two workers at Chien Noir Bistro downtown who are basically just trying to support people who have lost their jobs during this crisis, of which there are many, many, many people. So you can look up the Instagram for that. So it's instagram.com/YGKRWTF. And you'll find their GoFundMe on there as well. Another interesting initiative that I think we're going to look more in depth because it's happening in many places elsewhere, but also locally, is a call for a rent strike or rent freeze, depending on where you're talking about, for this upcoming April 1st. Obviously, with so many people laid off, with so many people confined to their houses, a lot of people are going to have trouble making ends meet in the months to come. A lot of people already have trouble making ends meet on minimum wage. And without that, it's going to get a lot worse for people living check to check or who are... and this includes people who are in mortgages, too, can't afford their mortgages. Homeowners who are looking at foreclosures or missing payments. Basically, it's a call to withhold that money, spend that money on something more useful, like feeding yourself, like helping your neighbors. And they have some templates and ideas for how to communicate with your landlord or your mortgage company to request a deferral. I'm going to leave it there because I think we're going to look at that more in depth later in the show. And I think probably we'll do a whole show about rent and rent strikes and rent freezes. But that is going on, so you want to find out more about that, you can go to facebook.com/rentstrikekingston, and they have some resources posted there for you. And finally, in terms of local initiatives, there is a project I'm also involved with here at CFRC 101.9 FM, which is CFRC Prison Radio, which is a long-standing show, about 10 years now. We've been going, doing various kinds of news and reporting and support for people who are affected by incarceration here in the Kingston area. Once a month, there is a special event called Calls from Home, which is we basically take calls and messages and shout-outs from the public, whether you're friends or family with somebody incarcerated, or you just feel like you want to send some love and support to people who are locked up. Obviously, people who are in jail or prison right now, almost anywhere in the world, are facing really deteriorating, dangerous conditions. There's multiple calls all over the place for people to be released so that they're not, you know, contracting this virus in these dangerous, dirty, overcrowded conditions, especially in provincial jails. And so we're going to be doing, yeah, and all visits have been cut off, importantly. So basically, if you want to visit somebody in jail or prison, you just can't right now. Programs aren't happening. Libraries are closed. There's nothing to do. We've seen prison riots in Italy. We've seen prison riots in Colombia. It's a dangerous and it's a tense situation. So more than ever, we need to be maintaining our connections with people inside, sending them our support and solidarity, facing the conditions that they're facing, regardless of the choices that people have made in their lives. Like, nobody deserves to be packed in a pen and forced to contract a virus and face inadequate medical care. Yeah, I don't know what else I can say to emphasize. This is a very serious issue. Obviously, Kingston's the prison capital of Canada, so we are very active on this here in the city. A lot of people know people incarcerated, people who know work in prisons, whatever. People know about incarceration. So this show on Wednesday night is going to be Calls from Home. We are calling for people to send their messages to prison radio by calling our voicemail service at 613-417-3359. There's also a Facebook group, Calls from Home, and a Facebook page for CFRC Prison Radio where you can get in touch that way. So yeah, that's the last local initiative that we're going to highlight for today. But again, if you have more, feel free to give us some feedback at radio_pandemic on Twitter, Instagram, on email at radio_pandemic@riseup.net or on Facebook at radio_pandemic613. I think we're going to take a quick music break.
Yep.
What's the question that we're asking people to call us about today?
I guess just how you're doing, what you're doing, if you're still working, and just a general vibe check, I guess, for what's going on in people's lives.
Yeah, so we have an operator standing by, and you can call our request line at 613-533-CFRC or 533-2372 anytime from 1 to 2 o'clock today. We'll be right back after a track called Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Wanna kiss you for real, but until then I'll be singing. Lately,
you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later on.
Tapping this call and it's the only one I'm getting. Security culture, don't let them catch you slipping. Loose lips sink ships, so stop snitching, stop bragging, and stop gossiping. Cause you don't know who's working for the feds. They want us all in jail or dead. The prison industry is so widespread. It's got millions of us kissing through receivers on the side of our heads. Now
lately, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now. So baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later.
Take what I
can get. They got me locked up cause they know that I'm a threat to the system on which all these prisons depend. Liberate the earth, green's the new red. Gotta liberate myself, now I'm dreaming ahead to the day when I'll be free and I can see you again. Find peace and fall asleep in our bed. Wake up and kiss without a phone, get freaky instead.
Lately, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone. Kiss me through the phone. I'll see you later.
Do you have a friend or family member incarcerated in the Kingston area? Then tune in to Calls from Home on the last Wednesday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on CFRC. We connect friends and families with their loved ones through the power of community radio. Leave a message on our hotline at 613-417-3359. Send us an email at cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net. Or write to us at CFRC, Prison Radio, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. Tune in to Calls from Home the last Wednesday of every month to hear your message here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Pandemic, a brand new show here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall here at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. You might be listening online at cfrc.ca or on Cogeco Cable 282. We also have the CFRC Android and iPhone app. This is our first show. We're going to be airing on CFRC, if all goes according to plan, from 1 to 2 p.m. on Monday, 1 to 3 on Wednesday, and 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday. So put that in your calendar. And we're, you know, if you haven't been listening, this is going to be a interactive show where we have callers. We do have somebody hanging onto the line right now, if I didn't accidentally hang up on them, that we're going to talk to you about stuff in Toronto. So thanks for calling in. I see the phone has been ringing a little bit more in the other studio. So thanks to everybody who's calling in. We're doing our best to figure this out on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with this idea on Friday. So.
And if you want to call in and don't necessarily want to be on the air, you can leave a message and we can talk about whatever you have to say, or if there's something you just want to get out there, yeah, just leave a message with us. And yep.
Totally. And if you want to get in touch with us, I'll just say again, our request line is 613-533-CFRC or 533-2372. Our operator is standing by. You can also email us at radio_pandemic@riseup.net, on Twitter or Instagram at @radio_pandemic, or on Facebook at @radio_pandemic613. Sorry, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So should we go to our caller?
Yeah,
I'm excited. Okay, hopefully this works. Hello, caller.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Fantastic. So, our question today is basically, what is life like for you right now? Are you working? Are you not working? What is it like where you are? What compelled you to call in?
Okay, for sure. I'm in Toronto. Where I am right now, I've been able to work from home. My work has just fully switched to working remotely, which I feel, I'd love to not be working, but I feel pretty lucky to be able to have an income right now, and things have just been pretty stable that way. The city, if you go out, it actually, especially like this past weekend, the city's still busy. There's still people out. You can't necessarily tell that there's something going on, although like businesses have shut down for sure. I feel like most people you encounter here are either like more distant and kind of, you know, nervous to be around people, or friendlier. It's been kind of cool. Like, I feel like I've had a lot more positive interactions with people like walking around my neighborhood. than I sometimes otherwise do, which is cool. And it spawned some interesting organizing, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto has a similar, like, caramongering group. I would not recommend it necessarily. I mean,
how many people are in it in Toronto?
There's over 10,000 people.
Oh my gosh.
So it's kind of, yeah, it's pretty wild in there. I mean, I think it comes from like a really, you know, good place. And I think people seem to be like connecting and sharing like resources that are actually helpful. Like I've seen people post stuff like, you know, like looking for like housing even, and like have been like hooked up. So I mean, I'm glad that those like one-off things are happening. If people are willing to like wade into that Facebook group. I've been trying to think about just like more locally, like even connecting with neighbors and like how to do that right now. Reached out to a couple of neighbors that I have not spoken to before. Haven't heard anything back, but I think it's still a worthwhile thing to do.
Are we talking like downtown Toronto, or like what part of Toronto are you in?
Oh, like just outside of downtown. Like I'm in a pretty residential neighborhood. I live on a street of like of single family homes, renting. Yeah. We're also like one of the, I think there's more homeowners than our renters on our street, which is like interesting because, you know, it's a good time to be connecting with other renters. I feel like there's people who are organizing stuff here, around a rent strike for April 1st. I think is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
If there's people here who are listening or just people there who are interested, I think it's through Parkdale Organize, which makes sense. Like Parkdale is a part of Toronto where a lot of rent strike organizing has traditionally come from. So there's people out of there who are kind of doing a campaign. They're calling it Keep Your Rent for April 1st.
Keep Your Rent, you said?
Keep Your Rent, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It makes sense. And I think it seems like it's spreading around. They've sort of been, you know, updating about neighborhoods that they have, like, people signed on to participate. And there's, like, a good number of neighborhoods in the city where it seems like there's interest in doing that. So, yeah, but that's just it's a thing I've been thinking about because I'm kind of trying to figure out it feels like an important time to be organizing. And I hate organizing online, and you're also not supposed mm-hmm. to be seeing people. Yeah. So it's really, really hard. Yeah, I don't know, but the thing just I'm, you know, having conversations with my roommates even about, you know,
yeah.
sort of like comfort level or what we want to be doing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's tricky. But
are you comfortable sharing kind of what your social distancing practice is as a household? Like, I imagine in Toronto it's harder to stay away from people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just hard. Like, I mean, I'm grateful right now to have like a number of roommates, like, because we're keeping each other company. But it's meant some like tricky conversations about, you know, are we all having like similarly, like we all have like a couple people outside of the house that we want to see, at least. I mean, more than that, but like sort of that as a minimum. So like how wide are all our circles running? I think I'm sure some people would say we are not like social distancing well enough even, but I don't really, it's tough to navigate. I think we've all sort of like gotten to like an equilibrium right now that we're like all comfortable with, but you know, we've had the conversations about like how much do the other people in our house get to like veto what any one person wants to do? Like, I don't think that doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, how do we all sort that out so we all feel like comfortable enough? And yeah. So that's right. Yeah, that's right now. It looks like, I mean, we're pretty much only going to like the grocery store and like seeing friends outside, sort of. So yeah.
Yeah, I think it's tricky because I would really want to see people organizing whatever they can to help each other out right now. And I think that it's a difficult situation in which, you know, organizing online is very difficult and often doesn't go anywhere, and not being able to do it in person, I think, can maybe squander a lot of efforts by people. So hopefully as time goes on, maybe people figure out how to best go about that. But yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping like that it'll get nicer outside and then we can, I don't know, talk in parks like far apart or something. I think it's really important, yeah, mm-hmm. to be able to stay connected with people, something more than like digitally.
Yeah.
Or like totally. Especially just like on Facebook. Yeah, and I'm really hoping, I mean, I'm also getting freaked out sort of about, you know, this like potential like looming lockdown or something. I think that would be a very bad thing.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, is there ways we can like push back against that now, or do we just have to like prepare for that inevitability? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've been thinking about.
Yeah, I think that's the lockdown thing is a thing that a lot of people want right now. And there's like trending hashtags and things going around of lockdown Canada.
And
yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a weird time.
I hate to see it. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm like, don't let them say that we asked for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think probably maybe even this week we'll do a whole show pulling apart that question. Mm-hmm. And dealing with all the kind of, you know, like you hear a lot of one-off sentences that people are using, like saying, well, China's got it under control now. You know, like people are saying things to justify invoking the Emergencies Act and stuff. And I think, you know, we're going to spend some time doing some research on some of those things and trying to break it down a little bit. Because, yeah, this is a very urgent, pressing question with enormous consequences.
Yep. For sure.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, great to chat with you guys. I'm really glad you're doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
Very first caller.
Yeah.
And I hope you continue to listen and let people know about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Okay. Well, stay safe. Yeah, thanks for talking with us.
Okay, bye.
Yep.
Okay, I think we have a couple more callers who are trying to get through. So why don't we quickly put some music on and see if we can arrange that. Again, you're listening to Radio Pandemic here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We will be right back. Welcome back. What was that we just listened to?
That was Wrong Amboyo by The Clash.
Okay, and we have another caller on the line, so why don't we jump right into that? Hello, can you hear us?
Oh, yes. My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
What'd you call in to say?
I called in to say that in terms of mental health, everybody will experience this crisis differently on different days. And not everybody is going to match up. Some people are very cavalier about it. They're like, you know what, I'm not too worried, or I have to live my life. And others, like myself, have had some really dark nights of the soul and really freaking out about it. And I've even witnessed a man outside the bank pounding on the steering wheel and having a total freak out in his car. And I thought, I can understand that.
Yeah.
And I guess I have a couple of things that maybe don't say that if you're in a good place and someone else is having a dark moment or just a really confused moment, here's some things maybe don't say. As a friend, she didn't mean any harm, but she said, you know, you're being weak. Don't be a baby. Another one said, oh, it's just your anxiety. And the worst thing is, this isn't just happening to you. It's happening to everyone. It's like, I know, you know that it's happening to everyone, but if you're, I guess, just commiserate, either just say, I know, or commiserate, say, be a little more sensitive to people who aren't handling it as well as others. And everybody, I think, will eventually have those dark nights of the soul and or days of the soul and with fear.
Yeah.
So
has there been anything that anyone said to you that did help?
Oh yes. When I first was having a bad moment, my friend said, there's nothing you can do anyway. Like she said, just do what you can do. Wash your hands. Stay away from people as much as possible. But beyond that, there's really nothing. I'm in an older age group, so I'm not as community-minded as the young you people. I can just hear that you're so community-minded and looking out for each other. And I'm in a different age. I'm not saying my age group doesn't do that, but I don't think it does to the degree that yours does.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend just said, if you can't do anything about it, then there's nothing, you can't worry about it either. And strangely, that did make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's a sense of what you can and can't control.
Yep.
And my friend that told me I was weak, she actually had a dark night. And she said later, she's a refugee. Well, she came over from Iran when she was 14, and she went through the revolution. And she said, if things get military, like she said, if I see military people, I will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll trigger her,
yeah.
The horror that she went through. So I think we should just really be good to each other. And I know somebody said some other supportive things, but just saying, yeah, I feel it too. Mm-hmm. It's really upsetting just to acknowledge that this is not, does not make you, you're not crazy. This is really a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's really useful and helpful advice.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of things we can't control, and it often doesn't do us good to, you know, have this constant fear and anxiety about the future, but also, like, fear and anxiety actually play important roles in human nature, and it's, like, things that can help you, you know, we feel them because it can help us change the course of the things that we are doing. And I think actually fear and anxiety can be healthy in times like this, so people actually take it seriously. Like, it is something to be fearful of, I think,
it
in
is.
A lot of ways.
And it's not to be, like, really super putting bad negative energy out there, but just but it's okay to have fear and have moments too, because it's really under the circumstances, if it's okay and very normal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you also might freak out over nothing, and someone will think, well, that's really petty. You just couldn't find your keys for half an hour or something.
Right,
But that might just be your breaking the last straw, you know?
Yeah,
totally.
And it's not about the keys. It's about the larger picture. Or just everybody goes at a different pace. And another thing, I don't know, I find it so weird. A friend of mine said over a week ago, do you want to get a coffee? And I was like, oh, I can't today. And then within 2 days, everything changed.
Yep.
And it's like, that's not even an option now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how life has changed. I don't think this is going to be permanent. As we're hearing, it's in China, they are going back to cafes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But things, I think this will be a tough temporary time, I'm hoping.
Yep.
But it's just very upsetting. And I just think that people should just be really kind and supportive, and give people a little leeway if they're not being entirely rational.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a freak out or something, you know,
totally.
Just yeah, and yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think a lot of people hearing this are probably experiencing similar feelings about the situation. I know I am. So even just hearing other people voice it, you know, knowing that it's not just you or me that's feeling it, I think that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah, I think so too. I mean, we truly are in this. We're certainly united for the first time in a huge way, mm-hmm. Crossing all like geography and age and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for letting me speak. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that call. Do we have another caller? Wait, oh, we did not right now. Okay. So, let's just take a quick little break. We'll be right back.
Yep.
The COVID-19 coronavirus is spreading to more countries globally. While there are still only a small number of cases in Canada, it is important to be prepared. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic the flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to stay home and self-isolate, or to seek medical attention. Wash hands frequently for 20 seconds with soap and water, or disinfect with an alcohol-based hand rub. Avoid touching eyes, mouth, and nose. Practice good respiratory etiquette. Cover your coughs and sneezes with your arm or use a tissue. Clean regularly used surfaces and objects like countertops, doorknobs, and children's toys. Maintain social distance. Stay at least 2 meters away from someone who is coughing or sneezing. Instead of a handshake, use a wave or another greeting. For more up-to-date information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization.
On those days with nothing to do, what gets you out of bed? Caring for a plant is not only motivating, it improves your quality of life. You know they help keep your air clean, but what else? Working and studying around plants increases your concentration, memory, and overall happiness. They reduce eye strain and promote mental well-being. You don't need a green thumb. Cacti and other succulents are low-maintenance options. Stimulate your life. Get a plant.
Welcome back. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the basement of Carruthers Hall here at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The station is still open, and not normal. Not a lot of people coming through here, just people who need to be here. It is an emergency broadcast center as well, so it is an essential service in that function. And you're listening to Radio Pandemic, a brand new show. This is our first ever episode. We are very much winging it. So thanks for bearing with us. Thank you to everyone who's called in, and we're already near the end of the hour. So our episode on Wednesday is going to be 2 hours long, so we'll have a bit more time to field some more calls. But we want to finish by highlighting a particular initiative that our first caller talked about, which is the rent strikes.
Yeah, I guess probably some people are aware, but, you know, a lot of people aren't going to be able to pay rent coming up on April 1st. A lot of people have been laid off in EI and other government financial aid just doesn't cut it for most people. So there's really like an international movement to demand a rent freeze for the duration of the pandemic. And there's been calls from major cities all over the world, including Canada and the US, for people to demand that their rent be frozen. And if that demand is not met, for people to actually stop paying rent, because it's not worth having to pay rent when people are having trouble covering their basic needs like food and medicine and things like that. So, yeah, in many provinces and municipalities across Canada, evictions have actually been halted, so no one can get kicked out of their homes, even if they don't pay rent right now. And as of March 17th, a lot of banks are offering emergency mortgage deferments. So people are asking, if landlords apply and receive a mortgage deferment, why should we have to continue paying the rent? I guess I can talk about locally and within the surrounding area. In Toronto's Hyde Park area and in the Parkdale area, tenants who live in different properties are organizing together to stop paying rent on April 1st. in the wake of the pandemic, and they say that they will execute the rent strike and it would last until people are capable of paying or there's government intervention to either suspend rent or make sure that workers in the neighborhood have the money they need to cover rent. Also in Montreal, there's been a similar call for a citywide rent strike, and their call reads, "The urgency of the moment demands decisive and collective action. Let's protect and care for ourselves and our community. Now more than ever, we must refuse debt and refuse to be exploited. We will not shoulder this burden for the capitalists. Tenants must not be made to pay the price for a collective health crisis." And also, right here in Kingston, people are organizing a similar thing and have made a call. I think it went out over this weekend for people to, you know, start a conversation with their landlord, ask for a rent deferment or a grace period on rent. And if that isn't met, for people to maybe start organizing in large numbers, like if you share the same landlord in a building with multiple people, to think about how we can have collective power. If our numbers are high, I think there's a very good chance of actually making an impact on landlords. And, you know, like, it's good to have each other's backs. It's better for many people to be doing an action instead of just a few isolated people. And I think if people come together and start organizing around this issue, I think it could actually make a big impact on people being able to survive the coming months because they're not worrying about having to pay rent, but they can worry about their health, their food, taking care of family members, and just developing a plan for how to cope with what's to come. So yeah, those are a few things that are going on in that realm. And I'm sure if you Google or search rent strike 2020 or similar phrases like that, you can find a lot more information about those things.
Okay, I think that's almost all the time we have today. That went by really fast.
Yep.
Luckily, we have 2 hours on Wednesday, so we're going to be back on Wednesday from 1 to 3 o'clock on CFRC 101.9 FM. Definitely check out our social media stuff, radio_pandemic at Twitter and Instagram, and radio_pandemic613 on Facebook. Send us an email, radio_pandemic@riseup.net. Yeah, this is a good show.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
I'm excited about it.
For listening and for calling in, and hopefully people will continue listening and spreading the word about this show.
What are we ending with in terms of music?
We're going to end with a track by Nick Wisdom. This is Good Times.
CFRS members, please vote yes for the renewal of CFRC Radio's optional fee on March 24th and 25th, and tell your friends to vote as well. A yes vote ensures continuing station operations and training for students in broadcast radio, podcasting, sound design, production, research, journalism, marketing, communications, and more amazing translatable skills you can take with you on your career path. Watch in your Queen's email for your ballot and vote on March 24th and 25th online. CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus radio station since 1922.